Hey everybody, this is James Wilson with MTB Strength Training Systems and BikeJames.com, and welcome to another edition of the MTB Strength Coach Podcast. Today, I want to stir up a little controversy and basically talk about flats versus clipless pedals. And this is another one of those areas that I really think the dogma surrounding this in our sport is really holding us back and actually doing a lot of bad things for our sport, especially for newbies to our sport. But basically, just to let you know where I'm at, I ride clipless or flat pedals pretty much exclusively. I tried clipless pedals when I first started mountain biking. You know, just real quick background story on my end. I started mountain biking in Santa Barbara, which has got some pretty technical trails, you know, real rocky and technical stuff. And so, of course, when I first started mountain biking, what's the first thing that they tell you to do? Well, you know, you're going to need to get some clipless pedals. And so, you know, I don't even know how to shift my bike. I don't know how to brake. I don't know how to lift the front end of my bike up yet. I don't know how to do anything on my bike, and they're setting me up with clipless pedals. So, you know, luckily I was able to think for myself a little bit, and I quickly realized that I was going to kill myself on the trail if I was trying to learn how to ride my mountain bike, how to shift, how to brake, how to do these things, and figure out how to get in and out of clipless pedals at the same time. I was going to get hurt. I mean, I literally fell over at a stop sign once when I couldn't get unclipped, and I was done. I rode home, took them off, went and got a pair of BMX flats, and I never looked back. You know, I always figured that, okay, well, once I get my trail skills built up and I get comfortable on my bike, then I'll go ahead and go back to the clipless pedals because that's what everybody tells you that you have to do. But I realized that I was able to pedal pretty much just as good without them as I was with them. And so, just real quick, one of the reasons that I think that clipless pedals, or I mean flat pedals, get a bit of a bad rap is, you know, people say, okay, well, I'm going to try flats. And then they go and they buy like the cheapest flats they can find, and they pull out an old pair of tennis shoes, and then they wonder why they feel like their feet are going to go flying off their pedals every time they hit a bump. And, you know, you need to invest, you know, as much in your flats and shoes for the flats as you do in your clipless pedals and shoes for them. You know, if you went and bought the cheapest clipless pedals you could find and the cheapest shoes you could find, I'm sure that you would have a different impression of clipless pedals. And so, same thing here. If you go and buy a decent pair of flats, something that's going to cost you like, you know, $50 to $100, and you get a pair of 510 sticky rubber shoes, you're not going to feel nearly as sketchy as you do with the cheap, you know, just let me quote unquote try this out combo that most people end up using. And so basically, this starts from the bike shop out. And I really think that bike shop guys, and I used to be one of them, you know, but like I said, luckily I'd kind of figured out this whole flat versus clipless thing before I started working at a bike shop, so I can say I never inflicted this on anyone. But, you know, when you've got somebody that walks into a bike shop and they get a mountain bike for the first time, and like I said, they don't know nothing. They don't know how to shift, how to brake, how to do any of the basic skills. They don't even know what dirt feels like. And then you set them up with clipless pedals. Man, that, I don't know, that's just should be a crime in my book. You know, there's nothing scarier. We've all seen it, man. You know, the person who's, you know, fresh out on their brand new bike, and it's a scary sight. I mean, they look scared as hell trying to figure out all the stuff going on with their bike, and also keeping in the back of their mind that if they start to fall over, that they've got to like twist their foot out and do something different to be able to get away from their bike than just being able to step off of it and get away. And so you end up with a lot of new people who never really learn how to ride their bike. You know, they don't ever really develop any sort of real skills on their bike. It actually holds them back and you know, holds back their development as a rider because they're too timid and scared to try things. You know, they're not going to attack a technical you know, climb or a technical downhill on their trail, or try to, you know, get up and over a log or something like that, because they know that if things go wrong, and when you're trying something new that is probably a bit over your head, odds are pretty good that something could go wrong. And so, you know, they know in the back of their head, if something goes wrong and I can't get away from my bike, I'm going to get hurt. And, you know, that's just going to cause people to be far more timid and far more scared on their bike. And, you know, another point is that, you know, whether you want to admit it or not, they greatly increase your chance of getting hurt on the trail. All right. And I'll give you two perfect examples. You know, yesterday I was actually out riding on the trail and came across a group, and one of the guys in the group was severely hurt. Like, we actually had to, you know, help the, you know, call 911 and get the, you know, help direct emergency service people in to get him out of there. They thought that he broke his pelvis. And in the description of what happened to him, the words "I couldn't get unclipped" came out of his mouth. So, you know, he was basically trying to get up a ledge. His front wheel got stuck in some sand and got the bar swap. He wasn't expecting it. He couldn't get unclipped. He fell over and straight onto his hip, onto a rock with his hip. And like I said, I don't know what happened to him. I hope that he's all right and that it wasn't a broken pelvis, but things certainly were not looking good for him when we left him. And again, you know, his inability to get unclipped and get away from his bike contributed to the severity of his injury. And, you know, even, Aaron Gwynn, who was staying with me when he was got his teeth knocked out in Moab, you know, when describing his accident, he'll be the first one to tell you that if he hadn't have been clipped in, then he probably would not have flown face first into the ground and gotten his teeth knocked out. You know, again, the words "I couldn't get unclipped" came out of his mouth when describing his accident. And I mean, all of us know someone who's got a similar story or have seen, you know, that I've seen, you know, several other people who have gotten just hurt, like way worse than they should have, and wrecks turned out way worse than they should have because they couldn't get away from their bike. And so, again, no matter how good you are, I mean, you may be able to get away from your bike and think, "Oh, that'll never happen to me," but, you know, I don't see the point in taking that chance. I don't see why you want to, you know, take the chance of increasing your risk of getting severely hurt on the trail, you know, for what? For some, you know, minor gains in pedaling power? I mean, really, again, we're not, this is just one of those things that I think came over from road cycling, and, you know, you have to question, like, what are its applications? What is it good for? And again, it definitely has. I'm not saying that no one should wear clipless pedals and that they're worthless. That's not my point. You know, my point is that they have an application, but I think they're pretty highly specialized for our sport, and that the vast majority of people would do much better if we would stop putting new people on clipless pedals right off the bat. I mean, how many people do you know who got into mountain biking, you know, got put on clipless pedals right off the bat, ended up falling over and getting hurt, and now they're gun shy. Now they're not, they don't want to ride. I mean, you know, we lose people for our sport every year because they don't want to get hurt again like they did when they got out on the trail the first couple times and fell over and couldn't get unclipped. And so we're actually doing our sport a great disservice by putting people on clipless pedals right off the bat. But again, like I said, there are a couple applications. You know, like Aaron Gwynn, you know, pointed out when I was talking to him, you know, on a World Cup course, on a World Cup downhill course, being clipped in helps a lot. It definitely helps keep your feet on the pedals at the insane speeds that those guys are going. It definitely helps you accelerate out of corners faster. So, you know, it has an application there. You know, if you are a cross-country racer, and again, you know, let's just be honest. Most cross-country courses are not the most technically challenging things in the world. You know, that's not all of them, but your average cross-country race course is not very technical. And so, you know, if you're a cross-country racer and you're on one of these non-technically challenging trails, this basically, you know, kind of a quasi, you know, road race on dirt, then, yeah, you know, the clipless pedals will probably help because, you know, they'll definitely help produce some more power and some more pull and things like that. But, you know, I don't think that they help the average rider nearly enough to offset the fact that it makes you more timid, and it is going to increase your chance of getting hurt if you do wreck. And so, you know, so that's basically it. You know, that's my take on it. You will be a better rider if you learn how to ride on flats, and then when you go back to riding clipless, if you decide to do that, then you will be a much better rider for it. You'll be a more confident rider for it, because again, when you are not clipped into your bike, you're going to find yourself going for things and doing things that you simply would not have done if you were clipped in. And so it's just going to change your perspective, change your idea on what you're able to do and what you're not able to do. And again, I don't really see the huge giant advantage in climbing. Again, I'm not saying that there's not one, but I don't think that it's anywhere near as big as people like to make it out to be. Like I said, personally, I don't clip in. I ride with people that clip in, and I'm not exactly getting left behind on climbs and stuff like that, and long rides and things. So again, I think that's a little overblown, the advantages that they give you, when pedaling and stuff like that. But again, you know, you have to look at the types of trails that you ride, and you know, if they're mainly smooth trails and they don't have a lot of technical components, then you know, maybe this doesn't hold as much for you. But you know, most people ride trails that do have some sort of challenging technical components, that have some sort of risk of falling over and wrecking. And again, I think that, you know, clipless pedals will end up holding you back and make you a more timid rider. I mean, if you look at the most technically skilled riders in the world, guys like Ryan Leach and the trials riders, they don't clip in. So, you know, you definitely don't need to be attached to your bike to be technically skilled on your bike. And like I said, in fact, most skills coaches will agree that it'll actually, you know, make you a better rider if you can figure out, if you can learn to ride clipless pedals, I mean flat pedals. And you know, it's kind of like, you know, hardtail versus dual suspension. I think that, you know, most new riders need to start out on a short travel or hardtail bike and kind of earn their way to these long travel super plush machines and actually learn how to ride your bike. Same thing with clipless pedals. I think that you need to start out on flats, learn how to ride your bike, learn how to keep your feet down on your pedals without being attached to your pedals. And then if you want to graduate to clipless pedals, then go for it. So, you know, obviously this advice is going to be the toughest for people that have been riding for a really long time, you know, because when you go to flat pedals, you will definitely feel like your skills have taken several steps backwards. But you know, it doesn't mean that if you're not going to come out of it a better rider. You know, obviously when you're not used to having to keep pressure down on the pedals and keep your feet down on the pedals, you're going to feel sketchier, and your feet are going to feel like they're going to fly off the pedals. You're not going to know how to jump. You're not going to know how to bunny hop without having that attachment point for you to just pull up on. But again, that's actually holding you back in the long run. And so, you know, so that's just kind of my thoughts on it. Kind of my challenge is, you know, try the flat pedals out, you know, get a good pair of flats, get a good pair of shoes, learn how to ride with flats, and then tell me whether you think that you know, clipless pedals really offer you that much more on the trail, and I don't think that they necessarily do. And again, I know this isn't the popular opinion, but again, it's never been me to just go for popular opinion in mountain biking and stuff like that. So that's pretty much it. I mean, my basic take is that flat pedals are what every rider needs to start out on and what most riders need to stick with, and that clipless pedals only have an advantage for certain riders on certain courses and certain situations. And so, but for the vast majority of us, flats are the way to go, man. And so, so that's basically it. So give you guys a little fuel for thought. You guys got any questions or comments on this? I'm sure there probably will be a couple. You can visit me at bikejames.com and post some there on this blog post, and I'll be happy to get back to you on that. But yeah, so until next time, this has been James Wilson with MTB Strength Training Systems and bikejames.com, and I'll talk to you guys next time.